Hello, fellow listeners. Trish Lewis here. Let's take our seat on the eclectic chair. This week, we have a special to start out the show with. Let's hear a couple three from The Rite of Spring by The Bad Plus. And after a few minutes, we will have a short interview with Ethan Iverson, the fearless leader of The Bad Plus, although he'll be telling you that there is no leader, they're a collective. So, you know what I want you to do. No riots now, no riots. Take your seats.
Thank you.
Mr. Ethan Iverson, the fearless leader of the Bad Plus, thank you for taking your seat on the eclectic chair. You are in California today, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You like San Francisco, I take it. I've been following your Twitter feed, and I just found your blog.
Oh.
I did not realize that you were the Do the Math blog.
Yes, I am.
I like that. That's really interesting. Okay, I have a few questions. They're probably the rote questions that everyone else has asked you, but just put up with me, please.
Oh, no problem.
And what most influences you now? Is it the music, the other composers, the old composers or new or your friends, or is it the zeitgeist, the news, or your family and what's around you?
Well, in the Bad Plus, I think that Reed and Dave and I all really influence each other. You know, we're a collective, which is unusual for jazz, at least comparatively unusual, and all three of us get to do what we want, but we all pay attention to each other. We all, I think, try to do things that make sense for the group, so we're very alert to what our group language is, and that's surely the biggest influence on the way we make our music at this point is each other. That said, we're huge music fans. We all have, you know, big iPod with all sorts of music of, you know, all the description that we listen to all the time. So, you know, we cover a lot of breadth in terms of style and genre. And one thing that I think is worth saying is that we all like film, especially Dean Dave in a way. So sometimes people say there's a cinematic quality to some of our compositions.
Yes.
And that makes sense.
Yes, I agree. I totally get it. I totally agree. I too love film. That's probably why I love you guys. What do you say to the folks that think the Rite of Spring is such a conventional turn for your band?
You said it's a
conventional turn. I don't think it is. Not myself. Me, I think there's such a good story behind the Rite of Spring. I understand why. But what do you say to the people that don't understand why you would go so classical, shall I say?
Oh, right. Well, it was a practical decision. We had a commission to do a big piece, and we love modernism and we love classical music, and it just made sense for this commissioner from Duke University to take on the marquee piece of classical modernism.
Played for the listeners, not I'm pre-recorded, but I just played three of your songs in a row. I played Spring Rounds and The Game of the Two Rival Tribes and Procession of the Sage, and then The Sage and The Dance of the Earth. And I love those three together. They're a great way to start out the show. I was really surprised of the stories. I mean, I knew the story, but then rehearing it with you guys and hearing people talk about it, have you had, we all know the story that there was literally riotous reaction to the first time this was performed. How about you guys? Have you had any amazing reactions while you're performing this?
There haven't been any riots. at least not yet. I mean, one of the things about the Rite of Spring is that it foreshadows so much of what happened,
mm-hmm.
You know. I think you can hear, if you listen for it, I don't think this is necessary or a literal transcript, but I think you can hear jazz and rock, progressive rock, and, you know, all sorts of Hollywood scores and, you know, all these different ideas in 20th century music, you know, can be found in some sort of way in the Rite of Spring if you look at it that way. So our version feels natural to us. It doesn't sound like the Bad Plus, and in that sense, I think the reaction we've been getting more often than not from fans and people who are predisposed to be interested is, you know, oh, well, that makes sense.
Yes.
With our own reaction, too. When I put on our album, The Rite of Spring, it sounds like a Bad Plus record. It doesn't sound like a radical departure, at least in my ears.
No, nor mine. It's the idea for me was all the people that know Stravinsky, and the people that love classical music, often they are jazz people as well. But I don't know. I always wonder. You know, classical music, it's expanding and shrinking. It's and jazz as well.
Yeah, I think classical fans are probably less predisposed to be interested in what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't like it, that's fine. You know, we never would argue that this is replacing the Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. I think it's honestly the fact that the Rite of Spring is sort of on the edge of pop culture so much anyway.
Right.
That we feel we have the right to go in there and make another statement about it. It's been arranged for countless ensembles, featured in that Disney movie Fantasia. It's sort of like everyone, if there's any classical modernist piece that has an edge on the public consciousness, it's the Rite of Spring. That's why we have the room to go in and muscle around a bit.
You do it wonderfully. I really have enjoyed listening to this whole CD, just having it on in the background. So I know you're not going to answer this question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What is next on the band's bucket list? You guys must have something big next.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a couple of special projects coming up that actually, you're right, I can't release this on the radio.
I knew that.
But I can say that we do have another record in the can, Inevitable Western. Our original compositions, it's a really great set of our own tunes that we're really proud of, and that'll be out. It's sort of a companion piece for the Rite of Spring late this year.
The three of you perform a lot, more than many bands. Trios don't usually do what you guys do. I mean, what kind of fun do you guys have on the road?
Well, I can tell you that today there's a visit to Google land. We're going to learn the secrets of Google.
Cool.
So that doesn't happen every day, but that's what's on the band cards for today.
Funny. All right. Is there anything you would like people to know for them to understand why the Rite of Spring can be reworked like this? Why does it excite me so much, Ethan?
I mean, it's beautiful music that offers intense and complex expression. You know, it's not always the easiest thing to understand at first listen, but at this part of society, it's so about immediate gratification all the time of our sort of entertainment desires. I like the fact that we put out this record of 40 minutes of hard classical music that, you know, you sort of have to sit and deal with. And that's, I think, a worthy project, really.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Hey, thanks for your interest and for your questions.
Mr. Iverson, you were so much fun. Have a great time in California and wherever you go next.
Okay, thank you.
That was a lot of fun. We heard three from the Bad Plus. Spring Rounds pulled out the chair today. We heard Game of the Two Rival Tribes and Procession of the Sage and The Sage, Dance of the Earth. From Rite of Spring, the Bad Plus's 2014 Sony Masterworks release. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, radiochair.com.
I'm troubled at home. If I make you cry, I don't mean no harm. I'm a motherless child on my own. Oh, 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 oh. You're talking at me, talking to the deaf, but you can't even see. Talking about nothing at all. Talking so much that you're deaf to my call. If I make you cry, I don't mean no harm. I'm a motherless child on my own. If I make you cry, I don't mean no harm. I'm a motherless child on my
slow down on the bills are due. All my plans keep coming unglued. Hard times are knocking on my door again. My dog went off and the truck sound funny. I wonder why I ain't making no money. Hard times are knocking on my door again. I hear them knocking when I'm in the town. I hear them blowing down the street. I'm trying to get ahead on the lottery, man, but you know I never can win. Hard times, I hear you knocking, knocking on the door again. But I won't let no hard time trouble again. Plans keep coming unglued. Hard times are knocking on my door again. You call me up, will you make me cry? Why ain't gotta do this to me all the time? Hard times are knocking on my door again. I hear them knocking when I'm in the town. I hear them blowing down the street. I'm trying to get ahead on the lottery, man, but you know I never can win. The hard times, I hear you knocking, knocking on the door again. But I won't let
It's clear that you're the cure, you're sure to ease my mind. 'Cause on the day we met, there came a heavenly sign that you're the only one for me. Oh, I've known some other guys who kinda turned my head. I might have taken one for a spin or two, but no other man could ever take away my breath or make me feel the way you do. Oh, have I failed to mention that you do. That's why I'm crazy for you, and I will always be true to you. I will always, honey, always, sugar, always be true.
I got a little place on the mountaintop, way up high where the pavement stops. I ain't gonna buy no more beer, gonna grow my own way up there. Well, come on, girl, let's start a booze farm. Take me by the arm, we'll start a booze farm. Gonna do us any harm, making love a booze farm. I got a little shack way off the track, where I shake that devil off my back. I squeeze more juice than you've ever seen. My heart's out of sparkles like a dream. Well, come on, girl, let's start a booze farm. Take me by the arm, we'll start a booze farm. There ain't no but gonna do us any harm. I'm a booze farm. I freed my mind, I sold my soul. I threw it all away for an out asshole. And people say I'm crazy in the head,
haul out to drink my bread. Oh, come on, girl, let's start a booze farm. Take me by the arm, we'll start a booze farm. There ain't no but gonna do us any harm, making love to my booze farm. Says it's running smooth all down her hatch. You don't know how it's gonna make you feel till you're laughing in the full moon fields. Oh, come on, girl, let's start a booze farm. Take me by the arm, let's start a booze farm. There ain't no but gonna do us any harm making booze on booze farm. Don't you bury me in that silent cemetery. You can bury me near the apple tree. The kids will climb all over me. Come on, girl, let's start a booze farm. Take me by the arm, we'll start a booze farm. There ain't no but gonna do us any harm making love on booze farm. On a booze farm, making booze on a booze farm.
We're seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. That was Booze Farm and On the Beltway from Boris McCutcheon and the Salt Licks Might Crash, a 2013 Frogville record release. We heard two from Judy Banker. She's from Ann Arbor. We heard Crazy for You and Written in the Sky from Without You, Judy Banker's 2014 self-release. And the Howlin' Brothers gave us three, Yes I Am, Hard Times, and Troubled Waltz. From their new CD, Trouble, the Howlin' Brothers 2014 ready-made record release. As usual, you may find the link to any artist that you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, radiochair.com.
Day breaks over the city of my childhood. Day breaks over the city I called home, where the sage met the sea and the groves were sweet and green. Now it's a city that lives only in my dreams. The groves where we played when we were children, the groves where we fooled around as teens. Those green groves are paved from L.A. to Santa Fe, and the city lives only in my dreams. Landmarks lost to parking lots in the city I called home. Looking back, I see what used to be. Now freeways crawl through suburban sprawl as far as the eye can see. And the city lives only in my dreams. Thank you.
shades the valley of my memory. When citrus groves still perfume the sky. But I guess those orange blossoms weren't so special after all. Now it's a city of days gone by. Landmarks, laws to parking lots in the city I called home. Looking back, I see what used to be. Now freeways crawl through suburban sprawl far as the eye can see, and the city lives only in my dreams. And the city lives only in my dreams.
So beautiful, how could we not believe? So beautiful, how could we not believe? We love, we grieve, then all seek our reprieve. So beautiful. So beautiful, we had to stand aside. So beautiful, we had to stand aside. We had to stand aside with our arms open wide. So beautiful, we had to stand aside. So beautiful, we had to close our eyes. So beautiful, we had to close our eyes and listen to the sound. It could be heard miles around. So beautiful, we had to close our eyes.
Yes, it does. High like a rain. I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour, one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. Every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silent. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. Every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. And I wish I was homeward bound. Escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homebound, I wish I was homebound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silent.
We'll be right back.
you lay down? Won't you lay down your burden? Your burden. Don't carry it. Don't carry it on your own. Won't you lay down? Won't you lay down your burden? Your burden. Don't carry it. Don't carry it on your own. Won't you lay down? Won't you lay down your burden? Your burden. Don't carry it.
Know the routine. I just loathe to turn that down right away, but we'll hear the rest of it on the top of the second hour. I'm Trish Lewis, and that is Lawrence Blatt behind me. The song is Say Hello Again from the CD Emergence, Lawrence Blatt's 2014 self-release. We heard three from Red Molly. We heard Lay Down Your Burden, a Paul Simon cover of Homeward Bound, and My Baby Loves Me. The CD is called The Red Album from Red Molly. It's a 2014 self-release. And we heard two from Ben and Ellen Harper. That set, we heard How Could We Not Believe and City of Dreams from Childhood Home, Ben and Ellen Harper's 2014 Concord music release. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, RadioChair.com. Remain seated. There's a whole nother hour of whatever this is coming up.